Top of the morning to you guys. Welcome to another edition of Monday Morning Meditation. Today's quote comes from a statement made by the World Health Organization in 2004. It says, "When individuals are mentally healthy, they are able to realize their own abilities, cope with the normal stresses of life, work productively, and make positive contributions to their communities." Think about it. It was a long day this past Saturday. I worked all day to write a sermon that I hoped would be meaningful and relevant to the members. And when I finished, which was around 9 o'clock, I headed straight for bed. My wife says, "You're going to bed this early?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to bed, and I want to get up a little bit early to tweak a little more of my message." And as I lay down, I felt pretty good. And the next thing I know, the alarm on my phone welcomed me into another day. I moved just slightly, and a searing pain raced through my lower back as if I was stung by 1,000 angry hornets. An agonizing sound leaped from my mouth without my permission, and immediately my wife knew what was wrong. We had been here before, but it had been over 2 years since I was incapacitated by my lower back pain. She asked if I was going to church, and I said, "I'll go as far as I can, and if I can't make it, I'll call Kilda, give her my sermon, and tell her to do the best she can with it, because I wanted the people to hear what God gave me to share with them about depression." I get to the church, and immediately the greeters see that I was in pain and rush to help me. No one questioned me or doubted the legitimacy of my pain. They just assisted me as I slowly limped down the hall to my office. Kilda looked at me with her puppy dog eyes of concern and said, "Give me your message. I'll do it for you today. You're in no shape to preach this morning." And I agreed and handed her my iPad and headed to my office. But I said to myself, if I can just make it to the pulpit, I'll be all right. And I did. Thank God. This is Mental Health Month, and I want to take this opportunity during this month to share biblical truths and insights with the people that God has placed under my care, because I know personally some who are emotionally and mentally stressed in our congregation. Because we all live in an unfriendly and unforgiving world, we have to be very careful on how we help and assist one another as we try to make our way to heaven. And I've learned that if there is one person I know about, then there are at least 5 or possibly 10 more that I'm not aware of who are in need of encouragement, support, and insight on how to maintain a level of hope in their existential crisis of life. Mental health issues are just as important and should be given the same level of care and concern as our physical ailments, injuries, and sicknesses. For example, when I came to church on yesterday, though I did not announce it, everyone could see that there was something wrong, and immediately they recognized that I needed help. No one told me to have faith in God and you'll be all right. No one told me that all I needed to do was pray, because the Bible says, "By His stripes you are healed." No one doubted that I was in pain, even though they could not feel my pain. For they could clearly see that I was in agony. But that's not how we always respond to people with mental health issues. Because their ailment is not visible, we don't consider their emotional or mental health as significant as physical ailments. But by bringing an awareness to the seriousness of emotional and mental health issues, I hope that we as a church community will learn how to support persons who are struggling with the nightmarish reality that many are wrestling with in our day. C.S. Lewis says, "Mental pain is less dramatic than physical pain, but is more common and also harder to bear. The frequent attempt to conceal mental pain increases the burden. It's easier to say, 'My tooth is aching,' than to say, 'My heart is broken.'" Jesus healed all manner of sicknesses and diseases, which included the emotionally and mentally stressed. And he did this with a loving touch of tenderness and understanding, and so should we. Let's pray. As we step across the threshold of yesterday into today, God, we ask you to be with us. We don't know what this day will bring, but we are assured that whatever you allow us to experience, that you will be with us. We can have this assurance because we are acutely aware that your grace has brought us safe this far, and your grace will lead us on. So with the confidence of knowing that our experience of faith with you has rewarded us, we move forward into this day knowing that you will be with us. God, there is sickness in the land. An epidemic of mental stress and emotional unrest is invading the world and the country like a plague of wild locusts. So we prayerfully ask that you will guide our minds and protect our hearts so that we might share your healing touch and your unburdening power with those who are in need. Thank you for the vision, for without it, we will all perish. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this brings us to the end of another Monday morning meditation, but always remember, live each day in love with God. Y'all be good. Until the next time. Bye.